Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Harbaugh now heads to the Los Angeles Chargers.
He wins everywhere. He wins, period.
Justin Herbert, he's a crown jewel.
Well, you guys better enjoy this.
Quick snap, Herbert to throw.
Has a man, touchdown.
The fans loved it.
You have to love what you're seeing on tape if you're a Chargers fan, especially for the future with Justin
Herbert on the move and throws and touchdown.
We're going to be known as world champions. And we're going to do it or die trying. Don't let the powder blues fool you.
Who's got it better tonight?
Well, hey there, everybody. Welcome back to another Charger Chat. I'm your co-host, Wooldog Sim, with my buddy, Kev Huggin Duggan.
Oh, guys, let's go this week. It's so exciting.
I can taste it. Let's not forget Kyle, the coach, Duggan.
Yeah, this is the start, boys. This draft week, everything's happening.
It's the most exciting time of the offseason.
And it's the most excited I've been for a draft in a decade because we have a new GM and I don't know what to expect. But Telesco, you kind of knew what was coming.
Yeah.
Now I have no clue what's coming. We have the number 5 overall pick, so anything can happen. I mean, we've done some mock drafts that we're going to get to later.
Oh, yeah.
But it's just insane how drastically different they can go based on what happens at that pick 5.
100%.
Do you guys think we're going to get any low character guys? Could be our year. You know what I mean? Could be swinging for some low character type steals. You know what I'm saying?
We might get some rough and rowdy guys here.
Yeah.
We've not done that in the past, but
Have Jim Harbaugh in the past to lead those rough characters.
That is the point. So
rap sheet, no problem.
Nah,
get over
fine.
Here.
It's fine.
Bring your talents.
Who's got it better than us?
We'll work around your parole. but we've got a big episode lined up for you folks. Let's waste no time and start at the top. This popped up, of course, after we dropped our episode.
Right after
the Chargers.
This is old news now.
I know it's old. Everybody else has talked about it except us, but we're doing it anyways. We've got the new running back, the second running back out of Baltimore, the Ravens running back J.K. Dobbins is now a part of the Chargers organization.
We all kind of saw this coming, right? It just felt like that was the natural thing, especially with how successful they had, you know, what they had in Baltimore. So it makes sense.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping he can stay healthy. If this guy can stay healthy, oh my God.
Well, he's due for a healthy season.
What do you think Gus Edwards thought? He gets signed to be like the guy, you know, like he's been in Baltimore. Mm-hmm. He's been behind JK for now, like 3 years. He's like, all right, I'm the guy now. This is my time. And then 3 weeks later, they're like, sorry, dude,
we're bringing
JK with
back.
<again. laughs>
Yeah. Hopefully they're friends. That'd be weird if they weren't. You know what I mean?
Yes.
True.
That's very true. That would be. But I don't know. Do you think that coaches, GMs go to Gus and they're like, hey, what do you think? Like, do you guys get along? Like but you want that character call. But then again, no, that's stupid because Ortiz was there. He knows if they had a relationship, if they didn't gel. Yeah. We have so much inside information. Coach Jim just probably called up John. He's like, hey, these guys beefing or what? And he's like, no, they're good. Like, okay, let's sign him.
All right, cool. All right.
Yeah, they can work well together. They work well in groups. So yes, our running back
both,
room.
Aren't they both 1 year deals though? Because there's they not are, really yes. like we're not we're kind of like, hey guys, how's it gonna go? It's not that's like a guaranteed commitment to either one of them.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah,
come in here, let's see if we can make something really special.
Yeah, none of these have been long-term deals. Any of the guys that we've signed in free agency, these are all one-year deals, which is really kind of interesting because you can look at them as like prove it deals, or you can look at it as like, this is our shot to really make a push here. I don't know. Yeah. It's interesting.
Oh, there was a lot of holes when Tom Telesco left. You're in mm-hmm. cap hell. You have mm-hmm. a big roster that you have to overhaul. Right. So right now they're just getting little band-aids to be competitive this year while they rebuild through the draft. I think that's right. that's really what it is. I don't even think these are prove it deals to us. This is like, come in, we need you this year, prove it to the league so you can go get a big deal somewhere else.
Right.
Because which I'm okay with. Like, and if they kill it and we keep it, keep them, great. One-year yeah. deals for vets, that's they wanted to come here.
Yeah,
you don't exactly. want a one year deal if you're a vet, unless you want to play. You really, really want to play for that organization because you think it's going to bump your value up next year. So
exactly,
yeah, I think it speaks to players wanting to play for Harbaugh, and it speaks to our GM being like, "Hey, I want to be competitive right now, so I'm going to add some band-aids, and then we're going to build through this freaking draft by trading back out of five." I mean, wait, what? We'll see later in the mock draft.
Wait, who said?
Huh? Is there an echo in here? Yeah, no, Dobbins has been absolutely a monster in production whenever he's been healthy. He's just had some pretty freak injuries, unfortunately, that's kind of held him back from being great. And part of the reason why I'm sure Baltimore let him go.
He's never had a Ben Herbert to make him harder to break.
Exactly.
Amen.
Well put.
Amen. Let's talk, yes. This is where Ben gets the money. He's a $1 million strength and conditioning executive or whatever his title is. This is where you get your money. If you can get Dobbins ready to be unbreakable
season,
and run 5.8 yards per rush for us this season.
Yeah.
Dude, we'll send you a Venmo. I'll give you a little tip on top of whatever you're making from the team. I'm happy to do it.
Mm-hmm. Dude, yes. Just think about the 1-2 that we went from last year to this year. You had Austin Eckler, Josh Kelly to J.K. Dobbins. And Gus Edwards.
It's a little different.
So polar. That is polar opposite of type mm-hmm. of running back that we now have running at you.
And yeah, I'm so excited.
Linebackers in Kansas City. Drew Tranquil right now. I'm just gonna say that. He's gonna get fucking mowed down in these games. He's just gonna be on his back nonstop.
Oh my god. It's gonna be amazing. Great.
I like just picturing, now that we mentioned Ben Herbert being here, somebody like knocking on his door and go like, hey, Ben, guess who we just signed? He's like, who? J.K. Dobbins. He's like, I got my work cut out for me, I guess.
He starts stretching, getting ready for him.
All right, I got to earn my money this year. But you know who we haven't signed to a one-year deal? It's our kicker, Cameron Dicker, Kevin just recently interviewed on the Charger Chat, our first player of the year of 2024, right? Am I remembering all this correctly?
Yeah, podcast. Yeah,
man.
First, like official, like working with the team and setting up an interview. So it's kind of blew my mind.
Cool.
Was beyond stress. Cameron was so amazingly cool and nice.
It's a great interview, folks. So if you haven't checked it out. Yeah, totally go check it out because it's not. This isn't your typical kind of interview. This is a Kev Huggin Duggan esque interview.
If you thought I wasn't gonna bring up Ace Ventura. Pet Detective. You don't know me. You don't know Ray Finkel and how important Laces Out are, okay? You don't know me that well.
Yeah. Name me one other beat reporter that's going to bring up Ace Ventura. I'll wait.
Yeah. That's why I'll never be invited into the actual building, but I'll do the one-on-ones via Zoom. Yeah. Kyle can go in there and ask the real football questions. I'll ask about Ace Ventura Pet Detective.
It's a little football.
Yes, folks, definitely go check it out. One of the other things that happened, we had another Joe Hortiz press conference. Dropped a few little nugs.
This was a great 30-minute. Like, I watched it a couple times to try and absorb everything that he was talking about.
Kevin went good. Beautiful mind with, like, yarn attaching with pins to draft picks and...
I was just laid in my
ransoms.
Bed. In my hotel room, just laid on my bed, just quietly, just deep.
He let the math come to him. Just like, flow listening, over him.
Just, he went just Rain like, Man. Me to sleep with
full Rain Man.
It up and put it on his head.
Exactly.
So there's a few quotes here. Joe Ortiz on his first draft said, you don't sleep as much as you did in the past because something pops in your head and you start thinking early in the morning and you're rolling. I don't think the pressure should be there. I don't think I'll feel pressure because we'll have the plan set in what we're going to do if this happens, that happens. If something happens that we don't anticipate, which I would be surprised if it does, you adjust and you think quick, you move, you react to the decisions. I don't think I'll feel pressure. I think I'll feel excitement and anxiety because it's the first time.
That's cool because I did mock drafts and I was anxious and terrified the whole time.
Same.
I was a mess.
Yeah, there was no time limit and I was still like, oh man, I don't know what to do. Like, yeah, I think that like rolling around and like not being able to sleep thing, it's so true. Like you have like, on draft day, yeah, you've already done all the research, but leading up to it, you're like, oh wait, did I watch this guy's like spin move? Or did I see how this corner reacts if they're in this coverage? Like your mind is just constantly like, oh, I didn't check that. I need to go look at this. I wonder how he did that. Well, what about that game? We haven't even looked at that game yet. I can't even imagine the prep work that goes into this of like, assuming what every team could do and then what you're going to do based off of that. I bet it's a relief when it's finally draft day and you don't have to think about the what ifs anymore.
Right.
Totally.
Another quote here on trading back saying, do we have to be blown away? What is blown away? I don't know the answer to that. You weigh the options and the offers that we get. We'll take the best one if we do move back. They have to make it attractive to us, for us to move away from those players. The whole, it's a fair trade, it's a wash. I don't think that's a trade. We're interested in it.
We want to put you over the coals.
Yeah.
We want you to feel bad.
Get down on your knees and tell me you love me.
Exactly.
I like how he went philosophical. Do we have to be blown away?
What is blown away?
What does that mean to you?
Yeah.
Try to blow me away.
Hit me with your best shot. Fire away. Yeah, no, that's which is exciting so that you know, folks, that if a trade does pop up sometime between now and the fifth pick, you got to know that we're getting a lot.
We're winning the trade. We're not trying to even, you got some good, we got some. No, we're going to win the trade. And I bet you if it's Denver or Oakland, it's 10 times the request.
There's a kill fee for sure.
Which, now that you hear that, how confident do you feel that we're going to trade back?
Dude, I don't trust GMs. I love Ortiz. Like, I'm a big fan. I just don't trust them around draft season. They say the wildest stuff. It's all code. It's just trying to rile people up so they don't know what's going on. Have you ever seen draft day? Of course. Just all code. Why was no one at your birthday?
But do you remember Telesco never did anything like this? Like, I don't remember him ever smoke screening anything.
By the book. Yeah.
So I want to know, this is our first draft with him. Are these smoke screens? Or are they like the most honest people in the world? And they're like, no, this is what we're doing.
Is he just talking trash saying, we're not going to take a deal unless it's beneficial to us, or
we're also going to
come around and he's like, I'll take whatever you give me.
Well, hopefully it's the last time we're picking at five for a long time. So you take advantage of the situation while you got it. I don't plan on being here very, very often.
I know that is an interesting thought, right? It's like, everyone's like, we're not going to be at five ever again. So we need to take the best player of it, like the best. We need to take Marvin Harrison. But in my mind, I'm like, that's true. But also on the flip side, we're never going to be this high and be able to trade back and recoup so much from being at five. So you could look at it either way.
Right.
After losing so many players.
Yeah. I mean, like you said, we've just got so many holes on this team. Seven's really not going to be enough to take care of everything. And so, is it the best player available or the best option for the team available that you're going to want to look at? So it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to see what happens. And we've got one more here. Ortiz on Harbaugh's insight saying he's watched other teams, has played against the entire Big Ten plus others. He knows his whole team. So he brings a wealth of knowledge about the players that are currently in college and the draft. He remembers when he was recruiting them and what positions they played in high school. You That's gain awesome. A lot of insight from not only Jim, but the other coaches on staff who were in college.
I don't think this is being talked about enough. I think this is a huge advantage for us, like absolutely a monster advantage. So that gives me even more confidence to, like, if we do trade back, it's going to be good. It's going to be really okay. And to not stress, because they're prepared.
Yeah. Yeah. Every player that we pick in this draft, I know that there is a buttload of confidence behind making that pick and having it pay off for us when the season does roll around. It's extremely
it's so
exciting.
Fun. My brother-in-law is a Bears fan, and it's like, your draft's not even fun. You know who you guys are taking first overall. Yeah. Like, just tune in just so you can, like, oh, okay. Like, the world of possibilities that the Chargers have on Thursday night. Mm-hmm. It's so exciting.
Yeah.
Pick at five, you get an awesome player, but you trade back, you get, like, multiple awesome players. This is going to be good. It's fun.
Yeah. No, I mean, Bears are... Their presence not wrapped under the Christmas tree. They already see. They know what it is. Yeah. Ours is wrapped, and it's still a mystery.
They snuck in. They found out where mom was hiding the presents. They already know what's going.
Yeah. Talking about Harbaugh, did you guys see the tattoo? Harbaugh
Dude,
getting the tattoo.
I love that guy. And there's the video. If you watch the video, he gets the tattoo. He's so locked in, like, just focused.
He's just staring at the camera.
Bro. And then the guy finishes, and he looks down at it, and he's just like, hey. He just, like, the way he smiles at it is just the funniest thing. Like I don't know. That guy rules.
No, so, getting that Michigan tattoo, 15-0. What a stud.
And he went simple, too. This isn't an elaborate tattoo.
No, yeah.
It's a black M, 15-0. It was
very simple, very tattoo. Plain. Yeah, no, just it says what it is. There's no mystery or any insight into his psyche.
Other side, what do we need to do? Go
a Lombardi.
20? Is it 20-0? What do we have to do? Chargers 20-0?
Come on. Yeah. Let's get some ink on that other shoulder there, Jim. Please. All right, gang. Well, at this point in the show, we are so close to the draft. We wanted to do just one more mock draft, but the past few mock drafts we've been doing as, like, a three-headed mock draft, and Kevin usually coerces us into doing five trade backs, so we've got, like, 10 picks to work with. But this time we wanted to do our each individual mock draft and do it here live on the show, not just on Patreon. So we are going to share our mock drafts, just three rounds, by the way. We're not doing full mocks going too deep.
We're not
going to
keep you here all day.
Yeah, no, this will be a long enough episode as it is. So we'll start with myself. I'll jump on the grenade here first and share my mock draft with you guys. So let's see what I got. All right. So here is my mock draft. I just did a trade with the Vikings. That seems to be the most talked about consistent trade that
they have two firsts. They have two firsts, and it immediately is interesting this year. It's not like a first next
and you're
year.
You only go back to 11. You're not jumping back to the 20s.
Yeah. So this would be my preferred option if we were to do this. Starting off with Brock Bowers, it was really tough because
interesting.
We've always been talking about getting a tackle, somebody to come in for Trey Pipkins. But, and I was talking to Kevin about this before we were recording, I feel like if we were to get Brock Bowers, Will Dissly, and Hayden Hurst, Trey's going to have some help on that side. So I think if he has to do the job by himself, you don't know really what you're going to get. But if he's got somebody to help him on that side, a big, hefty tight end to help him out, I think he would do a lot better. So I will forego... Everybody put your pitchforks down. I will forego the tackle and go with Brock Bowers as my first pick for pick 11 if we trade with Minnesota. My 23rd pick, I would go with Cooper DeJean, cornerback out of Iowa. And Then in round two, I would go with the center, Jackson Powers Johnson. You know, for we were talking about earlier in the episode how we've signed so many guys to 1 year deals, and that includes the center that we just signed, Bozeman. Bozeman's only guaranteed to be around for one season. After that, yeah, it's question
fill,
marks.
Fill guy. Yeah.
So we have got to find somebody to step in behind him. It would be great to take the same mentality that a lot of teams take with quarterbacks, you know, drafting a quarterback, having him sit behind a veteran, and then in the next year, he's ready to go. I'd love that for the center position as well. And getting somebody like Jackson Powers Johnson in round two, that'd be killer. And then round three, I just had to go with somebody familiar that I know would fit in great with Harbaugh, and that's Junior Colson out of Michigan.
What's crazy is that Jackson Powers Johnson sliding to the second round, because
he was a first round guy for a couple months ago, at least first round guy.
He was like not getting out of the 20s. It was like shocking how high he was going in some of these mocks. And then now he's pretty consistently there at the top end of the second round.
Yeah.
And this, yeah, we do have to say that this is all based on PFF. So we're kind of going with what's available. Yeah, so
right.
Hopefully their algorithms are correct.
Somewhat accurate.
We're leaning into them a little bit.
So,
and the Cooper DeJean, the A+ at number 23. That's crazy, dude. That guy, he didn't really test because he's hurt. He's coming off injury. Mm-hmm. He didn't test. He didn't run. He didn't do really anything at the combine or pro day. And he's slowly creeped up boards, which I don't know. It kind of scares me that he didn't do anything and somehow he's now getting more and more coverage. It feels a little bit like he's getting hyped up here at the end of the, towards the end of the draft.
I consider me hyped. So
I like, no, I'm not saying I don't like him. I like him. Yeah. I think at 23, I think that's a good pick. It's just, it's bizarre how Jackson Powers Johnson has kind of slid in Cooper DeJean. It makes you wonder if some of these guys are like, it's like interview stuff, things that teams have found out about them or when they talk and they talk football and they're like, ah, it's not a football guy. You know, it makes you think if some of that stuff is starting to creep into these projections.
Mm-hmm. We'll see. But that is my Wool Dogs seal of approval. 3-round mock draft trade with Minnesota. Who wants to go next?
Kev.
Kevin.
I'll go.
All right. Let's bring up Kevin's mock.
Put me in, coach.
All right, Kevin, why don't you tell the class what you brought with us today for show and tell?
So I had a hard time because I really do think if Marvin Harrison's there, we're going to pick him and we're going to stick. I think that's just what happens. But I don't think he's going to be there. I think there's a lot of like all this talk of four quarterbacks. Everyone's just taking it. It's like, that's just what's going to happen now. And it just has never happened. So I don't think that that's realistic. So when he's off the board, that my next guy that I'd want would probably be Rome Odunze. But I also see the benefit in trading back, especially with the Vikings. Makes sense because you get two firsts.
Yeah,
right. It's a lot easier for this mock that we're doing. So I went back. I went back to back Samoan. Let's
I like
get
the Polynesian
after it.
Play.
Yeah, the Polynesian play. So we got Talisi Fuaga, pick 11. The guy, he's been my favorite player for the last couple months, and it hasn't wavered too much. It's been consistent. Mm-hmm. So I think he's going to make our offensive line so much better. And then Laitu Latu, the guy is a freak. Like,
he's a freak.
To think that, because this isn't a done deal where these are top, you know, edge rushers are going to be with us forever, or who knows, maybe he comes in and we do a little shuffled trade going on and maybe move one of, you know, who knows? Maybe Bosa is not with us after this week.
Yeah.
So I think Latu would be great. Injury concerns. There's a lot of injury concerns that I think I'm considering more now because Ben Herbert is the guy, and I'm hoping everything he's been, you know, talked up about is true, because I'm putting a lot of faith in you, dude, with these picks. So that's the first two, my first two first round picks. Second round at 37, I went Zach Frazier. I don't think our Oregon kid is going to be there at 37. It's too much of a fluctuation for me. I just don't think he's going to land there. But I think Zach Frazier is also an awesome option. Mm-hmm. And he's, you know, I think where he lands would be perfect, especially like what Adam said, saying what he was talking about earlier. But get him in for 1 year, get him acclimated, get him ready to go. And then we went same on 69, Junior Colson. It seemed like, wait, you know, waiting too long to take a Michigan player. And that is a position of need. And he was absolutely awesome last year, a linebacker. So
yeah,
in previous years. And it makes sense because Jesse Minter, that makes so much sense to upgrade that position right there. So that is my 3-round mock. And if you know anything about me in this podcast, not a single one of these players is going to be on our roster after
anyone that Kevin likes. Not going to be a Charger.
Yeah, just scratch that off your list.
So if you like this mock draft, I apologize because it ain't happening.
It's just been jinxed.
Yeah.
Too funny. All right. Well, if this was what we walked away with, I would not be disappointed with this at all. At all.
Totally.
So fantastic. All right, Kyle, you ready to show your work?
I think so. I don't have much of a choice. The last one.
It's not as pretty, but we can read it. We can read it. Okay. We can see the A's, that's for sure.
Yeah, you can see all the A's.
So you guys both went Brock.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
All right. Well, okay. Explain yourself. Show your work.
I'll show my work. Yeah. I don't think Brock Bowers is going to be here. I think he's going 10 to the Jets. I think that pairing him with Aaron Rodgers and what they have in New York, I think that's just too attractive. And that's what everyone is talking about, is him going to the Jets. But he kept popping up on these PFF mock drafts. Mm-hmm. So finally I was like, you know what? Okay, cool. I'll take it. Because I had been, I toyed with like taking Roma Dunze was there a couple of times. And then I was taking Joe Alt even pop back there one time. And I was like, there's just no way those guys are going to be there. I don't think the receivers are not going to get past Chicago. Like they're not going to get all the way back to us. So I was like, if Brock Bowers falls into our lap, this feels like a Derwin James slide. I mean, when we came into this draft season, we were saying Brock Bowers at 5, slam dunk, take him. Mm-hmm. And then all the finances got brought up. We're like, okay, yeah, that's kind of scary to be a top 5 tight end right out of the gate.
Right.
But if we can get Brock Bowers at 11, yeah, like Adam said, like our three-headed tight end monster, we talked about earlier in the show, the change in running backs from last year to this year. Think about the change in the tight end room from last year to this year. That is Jim Harbaugh written all over it. Mm-hmm. That is nasty guys that are going to block you, that can catch, that like play through the owies. You're not going to have any like probable questions.
Episode title.
Yeah. Through the owies.
Those guys are going to be on the field playing football, which I was like, man, if he falls to 11, I won't be able to contain myself at watching this draft. So I took Brock Bowers because he was there a couple times. So it got me a little bit excited. And then come to 23, we still have one of the top tackles off the board in Olufashanu, who the guy's a freaking monster. Like his like measurable 6'6", 312, played at Penn State. So you know that Coach Harbaugh knows everything about him. He's going to know if he wants this guy. But I think if you can get one of the top tackles in the draft and the number one tight end in the draft in the first round, that's your offensive help right there. You're looking pretty. Now, I know I didn't address the wide receiver room. I'm sorry. I didn't. None of us did.
Yeah.
That was my fourth round pick, Rice out of SC. That's who I'm picking in the fourth round.
Yeah. None of us took a wide receiver in the first three rounds. We may be getting pitchforked off of this podcast. I just, in my opinion, in what I've seen from what we've done already this offseason, I don't think they're worried about it. I think they're going to paper mache that wide receiver room together and get guys that can just make plays. I wouldn't be surprised if Simi Fehoko has a little bit more playing than anyone thinks.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't see him as a starter. I think he'll be in the rotation though. I just think there's going to be so many 6 linemen, 2 tight end sets you need guys that can block. You need guys out there that are going to be aggressive and physical and block people. Malik Nabers is not going to, do that. He's a slot guy and he's not, I haven't watched extensive tape on Malik Nabers' blocking abilities, but I don't know. I just don't, it doesn't scream this is going to fit Jim Harbaugh and what he wants to do. Mm-hmm. So first round, if we could come away with Brock Bowers and Olufashanu, I would be so excited. And then round 2, Peyton Wilson, man, this guy's just a football player. He gets to the ball. He has a nose for the football. He gets after it. I think he could pop in pretty quick, and he's a, he's a three down linebacker. He's not a guy that has to pop out and pass plays. Denzel Perryman now, yeah, he's a thumper, but you don't want him in on any long yarded situation. He's a liability. So I think with the athleticism of you pairing him with some of our young linebackers that we have out there, I think that would be a pretty athletic bunch and core. And then the final pick, this was the hardest for me. I will admit it. We were talking about this before, like the round three pick, I think that's it's a tough spot because you kind of fall out of the, like, this is what we need into the rest of the draft is like what's best available and you take it.
Sure.
I did a little bit of research just with the guys that were available there, and Jaden Hicks, he's like a good thumper, aggressive, like big bodied safety that I think could pop in, play a whole lot of special teams. And I like the upside of him being able to work into, like we need more depth in that room. I don't have any faith in JT Woods to be a safety on this football team. Right now we have two guys. So right. I think adding depth on a guy that could be a rotational piece that likes to hit and he has athletic and he can cover, and also be an incredible special teamer right off the get. I think that's why I picked Jaden Hicks. I think he was value. He was, they have PFF big board has him at 54. I got him at pick 69. So I went two offensive players, two defensive players, nice and balanced. Like we like our football team to be. So yeah, I'd be pumped if this was the outcome.
Yeah, no, this is, I don't think I'd be disappointed with any of our mock drafts that we've shown so far.
Seems like we really, really need this Minnesota Vikings trade to happen though for any of these to work for us.
Yeah.
So I mean, if that doesn't happen, I feel like we might be putting ourselves in a place that we might get disappointed.
We all took the Minnesota trade, huh?
Because it's easy, because it's two first round picks.
Right. Yeah, that's
too easy.
Yeah, getting two first round picks, those are two great people that are gonna come in and immediately start and add to this team. So if you only have one, I mean, it very well could
That's
be.
That's the harder part, though. Like, say you only have one of those first round picks.
Yeah.
Are you drafting tight end or tackle? I think, I don't know. I don't know. If I'm stuck at either. Five, if I'm at five and Mark,
it's your,
there,
it
I'm
becomes your
Harrison,
option. But. Like, could you say that a wide receiver is better than a tackle, or could you say a tackle is better than a defensive end? Like,
I think in the available. Future, moving yeah. forward of the draft, like if we're drafting in the 20s, hopefully 32 moving forward, are you going to be able to find a tackle that can play, or are you ever going to find an elite wide receiver again in the draft? You know, like when you're drafting at the bottom of the first round, you're not getting an elite wide receiver.
Right.
You could get a guy that might surprise you, but there are drafts that pop up that you could still get a really good interior offensive lineman, or you could get a pretty good tackle in the later part of the first round. But can you get that elite wide receiver back at the bottom of the first round? It feels like the league is shifting so much with these wide receiver contracts that that's not going to be the case.
Right. Yeah, that's a very good point. All right. Well, there you go, folks. Let us know how we did down in the comments. Be gentle.
Nobody drafted Joe Alt, so don't come after us.
Yeah, okay? Listen, we're not going for that. We're not playing that card.
I stayed away from him like the plague because I was just scared of retribution.
Well, while you're letting us know how poorly we did in our mock draft, you can also go over to our Patreon, patreon.com/chargerchat. Check out all the fun, silly things we got over there. You can laugh at all our previous mock drafts that we did over there. And you can get prepped for our Zoom hangout, which we're going to be doing after the draft. We're going to be hanging out with all our special 10 folks. So go check it out, patreon.com/chargerchat. And if you don't want to do that, that's fine. You can go on over to our regular website, chargerchat.com. Check out all the cool stuff we got over there, t-shirts, hoodies, and stickers. You can chat it up with other Charger Chatteteers in the member section and ask questions and ask Bull Fam. So go check out chargerchat.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And now, folks, it's time to go on to the next segment, Ask Bolt Fam. Let's get into it now.
Time to put your money where your mouth is.
Hi, guys.
Don't jam a thumb up his bottle. That's what you do.
I wet myself in excitement.
Both are hungry.
Your thoughts are like totally appreciated.
Catch you later, dude.
Okay, love you, boy.
That's right, folks. Time for Ask Bolt Fam. And we start at the top with Gers Jers Fanatic, who asked the question.
Are y'all gonna do a live reaction to the draft? P.S. Please do a live reaction.
Are you? Will you? You better.
Please do. Better. Don't say no.
We got some balls in the air. I think we're talking about
whose balls are in the air.
All of ours.
Oh, okay. Chargers after dark. Charger chat after dark. Coming in hot.
So we'll do a reaction after the first 2 days, and then we're gonna go try and do a live on our Patreon for the first round, so we can all hang out. And Kyle, you're doing something special, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm gonna actually. Me and my wife decided today to go up to Dave and Buster's in Orange for the Die Hard Bowl Club watch party.
Hey,
let's go!
I made a promise. Kyle delivered. Let's go, baby.
Yeah, I'm excited. It'll be fun to be around everybody and chat it up. It's so much fun. Last year we were at the draft, which was insane. But this is honestly like being at the draft was really cool. That was once in a lifetime opportunity to be down in the pit. Mm-hmm. But this year being with a bunch of Charger fans only talking about the Charger pick and it'll be, I'm really excited. It's going to be really fun.
I'm excited to find out what player is going to be there.
I know.
Who do we want to make some bets? Who we think is going to be there
in Orange? So you got an LA player. We'll go Antonio
Gates.
You're right
there by the facility.
We're going Antonio Gates.
Ooh, Antonio Gates. It's a good call.
Former player, current player.
LT?
Justin Herbert.
Herbert's not going to be there.
He might.
Dude, if Herbert's there.
It's Herbert's
and
fishing,
Kyle,
dude.
Kyle.
Herbert's fishing.
Yeah, Herbert's fishing or hanging out on his ranch. But if he is there, what a call, first of all. I would say LT.
The first time Kevin was right about something about draft day.
Yeah, it won't be about any of the picks. It'll be about that.
Yeah, I think LT's probably got a good chance of being there. I mean, they've got like what, 5 or 6 pubs that they're going to be going to. God, so I think there's got to be
pub crawl.
Yeah, so I think Nick Hardwick could possibly be there. He seems pretty game now that he's part of it.
Yeah, That's true.
You could be like, hey, remember me? I saw you back in 2023.
No, he's going to he's gonna be in the draft room, dude. He's working.
Oh, I guess
he's
that's true. Now. Yeah, he's probably going to be giving some insight.
He's got to figure out what offensive lineman they're going to take at the back end or, you know, second round. Got to figure all that shit out.
Ooh, Derwin James maybe could be there. He seems like a guy that's ready to party.
Let's go.
Yeah.
It'd be fun. All right. Well, we'll have to just wait and see. But yes, Jurors Fanatic, we will definitely do an instant or a live reaction to the draft as it happens. And appreciate you asking the question. Let's move it on now to Big Red Bolts fan. Who asked the question?
The draft is coming soon, and thus so am I. Come on, Big Red. Keep it classy, shall we try? And we need more intel, fam. We need us a spy. The waiting tortures me so, the knowing not who is our guy. Alas, we shall know all in due time, and I am certain the choice will be sublime. Not the band, but the state of mind. Then all the pundits will be calm and kind, while they tell us which vets we shall now sign. My question for you, my trio of friends, where do we stand when this week's draft ends? With stocks of fresh talent or just a few high ends? K, love you, bye, and F the Raiders from both ends. Not for reals, though, just for pretends.
I can't imagine having a brain that could put these type of like poems together.
Big Red's Bolt fan is a beautiful mind.
Love it.
Both
ends. So funny. But not for reals, though.
Not for reals, though. Just in fake. So when the draft ends, I think he's referring to like the free agency as far as like, are we going to get, because we got money to play with right now, more than we anticipated. And some of that's going to go to the draft players, but there's still going to be room to sign some vets.
There is. I took this question as, are we going to trade back and get
Gotcha. Get a that could picks. Be that, too. He speaks in code, Big Red Bolts fan.
That's just over our head, Big Red Bolts fan. We don't know. It's just too complicated.
Well, either way.
I think we are going to be trading back to get more and more picks, to have a whole slew of new talented options, as opposed to just a couple of high ends that are a little bit more like, yeah, that's going to pay off. I think we're going to trade back and pick up a bunch.
I hope we trade back and pick up a bunch.
Yeah.
That's the hope. We'll find out what happens, Big Red Bolts fan, but thank you for asking the question. Let's move it on now to the Daily Massive Poo.
Certified fresh.
I don't know about that.
What?
I'm pretty sure we've had the Daily Poo.
He might have added massive poo.
Well, I think he might have changed.
As far as I'm concerned, if he added massive, this is a different entity.
He's grown, and so he's new. But he's got a question. It goes like this.
How would y'all feel about trading down and taking an offensive tackle and a cornerback and taking a wide receiver in the second? I know it would suck, but those are positions that we also need.
This sounds great.
Yeah,
I'm in. This sounds awesome. Great to me. I'm all for it. I don't know why I'm so like against what everyone else's thoughts are on this. I don't know why I'm so.
I know. I feel like I'm usually aligned with the fan base pretty well. Like,
yeah,
when everyone wants something, I'm like, yeah, that'd be sick if we could get that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Everyone's so gung ho about wide receiver at five that I'm like, am I wrong? Like, what's wrong with me? Why am I not agreeing with everybody?
Yeah, I think there was an interesting, and I'm quoting a stat that was a comment in one of our videos, so forgive me if it's not completely accurate. But I remember somebody putting down in the comments that, like, looking at previous Super Bowl winners, they did not have wide receivers that were taken in the first round, or at least not drafted by the team that they were currently on in the first round. So I don't know. It was an interesting food for thought of like, okay, well, teams that get that wide receiver in the first round, I mean, maybe they make it to the Super Bowl because we all know the Bengals got there when they played against the Rams.
Yeah, with Jamar.
With Jamar. So, I mean, it might get you there, but I don't know if it would necessarily put you over the edge. I don't know. It was just an interesting tidbit that I was like, oh, that's interesting. It made the argument for not getting a wide receiver in the first a little easier to swallow, to be like, that's not the thing that's going to make or break this team.
I just think if we get an option to do it, we're going to do it. Like if somebody's willing to give us like the quote from Ortiz earlier, like,
yeah,
it, we better impress us with the offer. And if they're impressed, they're going to do it. And I'm not, I'm excited for what they pick.
Yeah. Big time. So we will see what happens, but we would be totally fine with a tackle, a cornerback, and a wide receiver in the second there, Daily Massive Poo. Thank you for asking the question. Let's move it on now to this one's Jacobo C. Ariano. Jacobo? I think this is our new, I think this is one of our new Patreon people, actually.
Oh, let's go.
But you've got a question, and it goes like this.
Do you think Telesco and Staley have a chat going on reacting to the new regime? Do they cringe or eye roll when they hear who's got it better than us? On to my draft question. How would you guys feel if the Chargers completely traded out to the first round, racking up a few firsts for next year's draft and or more seconds and thirds this year? Bolt up, keep up your awesome work, guys.
Well, this is an extreme version of what we're talking about.
But, yeah.
I don't know. Not having a first-round pick, it would be very anticlimactic for
Watching the draft would be just like, oh.
A bummer.
It would be a bummer. But.
You better be talking like a lot. Like, are you trading back like four times? Like, because you're not going to get one team that's going to give you enough picks to make it really worth your while, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So you're gonna have to wheel and deal early and often to get.
Dude, you get so many if you're getting out of the first round completely. Think like first draft, first trade is 11 and 23. Mm-hmm. So now you have two first rounders, and then you trade 11 out for a first next year and a second this year.
Sure.
Now you have 2 seconds, and you still have 23, and you have a first next year. Now you have 2 firsts next year, 2 seconds this year. And a first this year. And then you trade out of 23 for like a third this year and a second next year. Now you have 2 twos, 2 threes, 2 fours.
I can't follow this at all.
And you have 2 ones, 2 twos next year. That doesn't sound bad.
I wouldn't love it because I'm always of the mind of we're gonna win the Super Bowl this year. So if I'm gonna keep that energy alive, we're gonna need, I think, at least one first round pick would be
at least one
something you need.
But
we're talking money ball here. I don't know. Right. We're looking at the numbers, doing all that stuff. Final answer. I wouldn't be thrilled about that.
I think it would be interesting because when all those first round guys, they're plug and play, they're immediate impact players.
We've been preaching the Harbaugh, like, take advantage of him knowing all these 100%. Players. Thing.
That's just what I was going
to
say.
If you go all the way from 5 to out of the first round, just think of the assets that you accrue.
100%. Because that's
kind of a cool idea.
Yeah. It's a way to fully rebuild your roster in one draft.
With a guy who just won the national championship, has recruited knows these guys, what they're good at, what they suck at, what they can improve on, what he can fix.
Mm-hmm.
That's exciting. That could be
exciting. I just want to pick at least one player before the Chiefs. Can I have this? Can I have that?
That's not up to me, buddy.
Think about it from that perspective. Like you recoup all of this stuff and you're still only 5 picks behind the Chiefs. Like, all that you could take advantage of with the number 5 pick, and you're still picking just 5 picks behind the Chiefs.
I don't like it.
That's fine.
I don't know. I kind of like it. It's not going to happen, but I kind of like the idea.
No, I don't foresee it happening at all, but it would be, that would be wild. That would be a show-stopping moment if they did do that. So
we'd have a, talk about pitchforks. You'd have some really pissed off fans that forgot everything about
the party that I'm going to on Thursday night.
Oh, that'd be a weird one.
That'd be weird for everybody.
That'd be a weird pub crawl. We'll say that much for the Chargers.
A lot of drinking that night, though, I imagine.
Oh, I'm sure.
Jacobo C. Ariano, thank you for asking the question. Let's move it on now to Salty Sports Guy.
who asked the question.
It's been a long draft season. I'm all mocked out and ready to go, even though I passionately, vehemently, erratically, and completely disagree with you guys about offensive tackle in round one. I've reached an inner zen about the whole thing and trust the JHs to get it right. So it's time to ask the really important questions. What flavor wings are you eating on draft night? And will you be eating them with ranch or blue cheese?
I love this question because he loves us. He hates our take, but yeah, he loves us. Still,
yeah, you respect us and our opinion.
What a world to live in.
I fucking, thank you. When people love each other and respect each other, even though they might say things that they vehemently disagree with.
Yeah. I wish one of us was on the wide receiver train. I just wish one of us could have that so that we could like just feel for these people a little bit more. Because I
sure.
Again, I'm starting to question myself, and if I know really anything,
is it
everyone
me?
Is so all in on it. That's what I think sometimes. It's kind of sad.
Yeah.
And that's honestly not to say that, like, if they do pick a wide receiver, are we going to be upset or mad? I'm going to be so hyped. I'm going to be very excited.
Can you imagine the amount of Marvin Harrison highlights I'm going to watch that night? It's going to be insane.
Forget about it.
I've already watched most of them. He's amazing.
Yeah, I'm just going to go and rewatch everything. I'm going to watch full Ohio State games. But I would say, can you imagine Harbaugh drafting Ohio State Buckeye as his first pick? That's going to be tough.
After getting his tat as well?
Yeah. Ooh. That's a tough look.
Interesting.
I would not be mad if it happened. I just don't think it's going to.
Yeah. But the question at hand, chicken wings.
Question at hand.
What flavor? Savor the flavor. What is it?
Asian zing.
Kevin?
Ooh, Asian zing.
I could have said that.
With ranch.
I could have answered that, I think.
Give me some Asian zing with ranch.
I like me like a not a mild and not a hot. I like a medium spicy buffalo.
Okay.
Definitely not blue cheese, ranch all the way. No celery, extra carrots.
Let's go.
Extra carrots.
And flats. We already talked about this, but
we already did. That was already a debate. Yes.
I'll get my own plate.
Well, as I previously mentioned, I like them dry. But I love a dipping sauce on the side. So I'm more of that like honey barbecue. I like a little sweet with just a tiny little kick. I'm okay with that. And I don't deal with ranch or blue cheese. You guys can have mine. So ranch. There you go.
That's disappointing.
Ranch depends on the quality of the wing.
Sauce is all the flavor I need, baby.
You can fix a shitty wing doused in ranch. Like you can make it work.
Right. But if he's doing a dry wing, you can't dry wing, dip it in the sauce, dip it in the ranch.
You're really relying on the people making these wings to be good.
Yeah.
That's what you got to find. You haven't
failed me yet.
You got to find the right spots.
You really put yourself in a weird corner with the no sauce on the wing.
That's all right.
Thing, I think.
I like to live dangerously. So there you go. Salty sports guy. Thank you for asking the question. Let's move on now to Manuelito Pedito, who asked the question.
Sup, party people? Is Mr. Kyle still scrolling down on his phone? Happy draft week, gentlemen. Finally, I've been itching and scratching like a crackhead waiting for his shit. And it ain't a rash on a rosy butt cheek. I have a cream for that. It's the time we all have been impatiently waiting for. The draft. Can you believe it? It's finally here. Being how we are just a couple of days away, how about one last quick mock draft? This is if we stay at 5. I've got Malik Nabers round 1, Edgerrin Cooper round 2, Cooper Beebe round 3, Tavondre Sweat round 4, Johnny Wilson round 4, and Josh Newton in round 5. Okay, guys, I know the next episode will finally know the results. And until next time, thug love and thug hugs. Pedito out.
Thug hugs. I love that so much. I like this draft. I will say one thing. I would flip Roma Dunze and Malik Nabers. I think Roma Dunze, if you're picking at 5 and Marvin Harrison isn't there and no one wants to trade up with you, Roma Dunze.
Really?
That's what I think.
What is your...
That's a hot take, Kevin.
That is I just think
that's a Matt Money. That's a Matt Money Smith take.
I just think he's better. I don't know. I am more excited for him. I think he's a better... You know, you hear about the coaches talking about him and how they had a plan for him. And He was in the national championship. Yeah. Like he's just, he's just, I think he's ready to kind of replace what we're missing now. Speed would be awesome. We can probably find that a little later, but I think, you know, that's what I don't know. Sorry, not to pick apart your
No, I wanted to know your reasoning behind it. I wanted to know why you wanted him over Malik.
That's because if you get to five, those two guys, you know, if we're sticking and picking, those two guys are going to be there. You know, Marvin Harrison might not, in my opinion.
Yeah. All right. Any differing thoughts there, Kyle, on these guys?
I will say that the Edgerrin Cooper pick, you put him and Denzel Perryman on the field at the same time, people are getting hurt. There's going to be offensive players that are getting hurt because those guys both just absolutely lay the wood. They might not tackle you. Like they might, you might get popped and keep running, but you're probably going to be hurt here down the road.
You're just a ticking time bomb. You're a dead man walking. Like,
they both like, I wouldn't say form tackling is their thing, but they will lower their shoulder into your head. And maybe that's not a good thing. Maybe that's penalties waiting to happen, but it would be fun to watch. It's old school football, those two guys at linebacker. So that would be really fun.
And Ben Herbert's not going to be there to save you. Sorry, he's taken.
He's on your side.
And and the Tavondre Sweat, man, after that
he got DUI thing, slipping. Yeah. He's slipping fast. He was like in the third round there for a long time.
Yeah.
To see how fast. How stupid are you to get a DUI before you're about to get hired for your job? Like, what are you doing? Just calm down. Take an Uber.
Calm down.
Calm down.
All right. Well, there you go. Manuelito Pedido, thank you for asking the question. Let's move it on now to Ulysses Pineda, who asked the question.
Hello, you beautiful bungholios. I'd like to start off by saying that I'm a huge supporter of Coach's Beard. I've enjoyed this wonderful journey of growth. Keep it up, you sexy son of a gun. Okay, now for some football stuff, if I must. We have officially entered the painful time of the offseason right before the draft, and also the schedule release, which follows a few weeks after. My nipples are tingling with excitement, but also softening with nervousness. I must fight to keep them upright and ready for battle. Malik Nabers, Marvin Harrison Jr. Oh boy, that sure gets me going. Trading back for Terron Arnold or Quinyon Mitchell and acquiring more picks, or trade back and take Fuaga or Latham. And of course, those damn extra picks. Yes, yes, yes. Still laser sharp, bro. Okay, I'm sorry. All right, let's calm down here. All right. I have decided that the only thing that will soften my nipples will be an O-line pick at five. Other than that, we have so many needs that I just think it will be hard not to make us happy. But of course, we will have our angry beavers no matter what. This is a safe space, everyone. What are we doing to keep sane until then? K, love you. Bye.
He didn't ask for that voice, but it felt right.
He started things off with "Hello, you beautiful
bungholios." And he likes your beard. He's enjoyed the journey.
The beard, it was actually trimmed, so I'm sorry.
I was gonna say, now that I really look at it, it doesn't look quite as wavy.
Yeah, it got cleaned up.
Robust.
It definitely got cleaned up a little bit. I'm sorry if you don't like it.
Put it in the comments.
Ulysses.
Not everyone can take a step back.
Has ended.
It's not ended. It's just
the ring has gone into Mordor. It's over. Picking, if we ended up picking a tackle at five, at five and taking a tackle.
What do I want in this draft? I want Ulysses' nipples to stay rock hard. That's what I want for him. And I think that's great philosophy. No offensive lineman at five.
Even if it's Fuaga?
Rock hard. I think it's a reach at five to pay Fuaga.
So you think there's other tackles better than Fuaga?
I just don't think I don't think you want to get a tackle at five. I think you can get way more and get the same guys in like a couple picks later. Like, I don't know. I'm with them. I'm with you.
I'm just hearing Kevin, because you're giving him good logical, like,
I'm just asking questions here.
And I'm panicking a little bit.
It feels a little bit like Kevin's been sucked into the Charger. Like, you can't take tackle at five. Can't take tackle at five.
But it's six.
But no, six seven. Is fair game. Anything can six, anything possible.
Six. Yeah, four got six. Sounds great. Yeah. Give me two. Yeah.
We'll just switch five with six.
Joel and Talisi Fuaga are there at 11. He's taking Talisi Fuaga, but not at five.
That'll really help with our comp picks later. That's our evaluations later. That's a reach at five.
It's kind of a reach at five, not 11, but five. Sure. Yeah, I think we've been swayed, I feel like.
All right.
I'm just happy. I'm just excited to see what happens.
I know. I can't wait.
Whatever happens, happens.
Again, that present is under the tree. It's wrapped. I don't know what's inside, but whatever it is, I know I'm going to be excited for it. So, what are we doing to keep sane until then? I mean, look at us, Ulysses. Do you think we're sane? Right,
we're holding on by a thread here. Man. Yeah, but we're barely hanging.
We're dangling, dude.
Yeah,
we're doing mock drafts. We're by just a second.
So there you go, buddy. Thank you for asking the question. Let's move turkey's it on now done, to man. Tony Francis, who asked the question. Did you say turkey's done?
Turkey's done, man.
Sure, guys, the draft is less than 5 days away, and I'm not quite sure if I can take the weight anymore. What are all three of you doing this week to cope with the weight and get through the days? Can you name one thing that each of you do to cope with stress on the daily that most people might not know about you? The more interesting and weirder, the better. P.S., Coach Kyle told me he wasn't going to make the Die Hard Boat Club draft party in Orange County on Thursday, and I'm still not over it. That's got to be up there with the biggest letdown since Brandon Staley shit the bed and gave up 63 points against the Raiders. Oh, okay, love you, bye.
Well, we well, have fear news not, for Tony. You.
Turn that frown upside down, buddy.
Tony, don't put words in my mouth. I said... I'm reading from our verbatim. I probably won't be able to make it up there, unfortunately. There was Your a Honor. Qualifier in there, Tony.
Let the record show.
We have a qualifier.
So that qualifier has now probably. Been lifted, and I will be attending. So
there you go.
Tony, can't wait to see you.
There you go. Can't wait. And as far as what we're doing to cope with, to get through the days that some people might not know about us.
And this feels like coping with not just Charger stuff. This just is like life stuff. Yeah. How do you cope with stress?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got anything, Kev?
He's like, you don't like mock draft from just, like sun up to just, sundown, do you?
I just bottle it up and hope it goes away.
Yeah. And everyone around me is really concerned at all times why I'm such a grumpy asshole. Like,
I'm about to explode.
Yeah. No, I'm excited because I've been gone for 20 something days from my family. So like I'm in this weird space right now where I just like nothing really matters. I just want to go home. So, like, I go home and, like, oh, there's a draft the next day. This is freaking awesome.
Kind of
so,
distracting.
Let's go. So, I work's beyond distracting. So, I'll say work and then texting with you guys in our group, group chat. Just sending no,
Kevin
shit.
Is absolutely a workaholic. He works from sunup to sundown, and I don't know anybody with a better work ethic than him. So, I can fully attest if the man's not here on the Charger chat, the man's working. Yeah. So, I would agree with that. I would say for me, I mean, I do watch a lot of movies, but I've been playing a video game lately, and I don't think the video game anybody would think that I would play. It's a game called Ni No Kuni, and it's an RPG, and it is grindy if anybody's ever played it before. So I don't expect anybody to know what I'm talking about.
What does grindy mean?
You got to grind to get like your characters built up and stuff. So it's like, it's a lot of like menial things, but it's really cool artwork, and I love the character design. So it's kept me entertained, and it's taken my mind off of.
Do you like make sourdough?
Checking my watch,
that kind of thing in the game. Really, the mundaneness and enjoy a nice loaf.
Almost, dude.
That sounds awful.
No,
it
sounds
it's,
awesome.
It's amazing how like stuff like that can suck you in. You're just like, I'm doing chores, the video game.
Why, well,
why don't you do regular chores?
With your Oculus headset.
But the video game.
Exactly. Yeah. Where your dishes are overflowing the sink. And
you're doing exactly. dishes in the video game.
Yeah, I haven't cleaned the cat box in a week, and I'm here sucked into a video game. But yeah, how about you, Kyle? Anything that people might not know about you?
Yeah, I think it gives a good glimpse into what the makeup of Kyle. I would say the biggest thing I do when I'm facing anxiety and stress is I go to prayer. I'm a man of faith, and that's my big outlet, is trusting that there's somebody bigger and better in charge and that I don't have to have all the right answers.
Have you reached out to Jesus to say, what are we doing at Big
Five? What are we doing at five?
No, I've just said, whatever happens, please help me to handle it properly.
Give me the strength.
Help me lead people off of the edge if we take Joe Alt at five.
I love that. All right. There you go, Tony Francis. Thank you for asking the question, and have fun at the pub.
Have
crawl.
Fun with Kyle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See you soon, dude.
Get lots of pictures, buddy.
Yeah.
Let's move it on now to Andrew Ramsey.
I know him.
Who asked the question.
Hello, Kyle Duggan. I desire to do what any average person in society wants to do. Create an online dating site for both eels and stingrays. Ooh, yeah. Kind of like an OnlyFish page. I'm the matchmaker of the fishes, baby. But before I can do that, I need to have one question that will make you say, Andrew, you taste like a North Carolina Chargers fan, brother. Ooh, yeah. That being said, let's start the fun and see how long I can take the pain. One, who is the one person from Charger Chat Patreon members that each of you would consider living with for a week? Ooh, yeah. I'm talking brushing teeth and sipping tea in the morning while buying toilet paper and paper towels at the grocery store. You can thank the Charger staff current living situation for inspiring this question. Are you all Hortiz and Harbaugh enough for this? Key, love you, bye.
Getting us to get a whole bunch of people cancel their Patreon subscription. I see what you're trying to do here.
A short-term RV like neighbor is what he's alluding to.
Got it.
Yeah.
Now I think
to be
I know
fair, there's some cop out answers I think we could easily pull here if we really wanted to.
I'm not going to.
My wife is a Patreon.
I was
going
to say
my dad could move back home with my dad. For
yeah,
sure.
I could move back in with my parents too.
I think the most entertaining, like it. A very entertaining lifestyle that would be full of laughs would be Dirty Ferdy living with him in the semi truck.
Yeah.
In the semi, that would be pretty
funny. Hangs out with us on the Patreon Zoom hangouts while he's driving to another country.
True.
Like I would definitely hang out in the back of his truck. With the Ferds.
Be a good time.
Yeah.
Holland
and we'll
meets.
Finally do your fan focus when I'm doing that.
While I'm living with you.
Live from Dirty Ferdy.
I know, and I know it's something I have to do. We're gonna set this up, I swear to you.
Kevin's just been busy.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Adam.
I was really hoping we'd all be on board with moving back
Leading
in with our
fish.
Parents. It's just for a week. I think we could tolerate that. You know, I got one. Suck Ooh. It. I'm going to go with... the brisket broads. I would love to hang out with them in the van and travel around and get up to no good.
Yeah.
That's a good answer.
They can
good
drive. Answer. I'll sleep in the back and wake up somewhere new. Where are we, Tucson?
You and I are in different vehicles crossing the country.
Yeah. We're road tripping this thing.
Yeah.
It's just a caravan. You just the semi follows the van.
Eastbound down, loaded up and trucking. All right, well,
Kyle,
what do you think, Kyle? Do you have one?
I'm my wife is a proud $10 subscriber. I'm living with my wife. Sorry, boys. Enjoy your time on the road.
The right
I hate road trips.
We'll send you postcards.
Thank you. But honorable mention, every single one of you that...
Yeah, we'd love to just spend a week absolutely. With all of you.
Morthenian? Yeah. I could go live in... Is it Sweden?
Yeah.
Let's go. That sounds awesome. That's cool. Give me Morthenian.
All right, there you go. Andrew Ramsey, thank you for asking the dividing question. Let's move it on now to Paul Zamaripa.
Certified Fresh.
Who asked the question?
Hi, guys. First of all, congratulations on the Charger Media Invitation. I can't wait to see Woldog's reaction when he gets to visit the Charger facility for the first time. I'm sure it will be epic. Let me be the first to say that the Chargers will be the 2025 AFC West champions and sweep the Chiefs. FTC. I've got a trio of questions for my favorite Charger content guys. First, I've noticed Jim Harbaugh wearing a lot of navy blue. Do you think he will bring back the navy helmets in 2025 with the new alternative helmet colors? Second, have you ever gotten stuck in a huge line after a game crossing the small bridge over Rivers Lake heading to the purple parking lot? I did after my first game, and it sucked, especially after a loss. Lastly, should it be a prerequisite for all new Charger coaches to watch the 2022 Raiders loss and the 2023 Jacksonville loss? Losing games because of bad coaching should never be over, but I need them to understand the pain we've been dealing with for years. Thanks, guys. Enjoy the draft. FTC and K, love you, bye.
Sorry, Paul, I did you dirty. You're not certified fresh.
Just don't let it
I just let myself down every time I do that. I think I'm doing something cool and special, I and then I look back and I search, and Paul is, he's been here.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Paul.
It's all right. You'll be okay.
Sorry.
We've got three questions here. So, do you think Harbaugh is going to bring back the Navy helmets?
Yes.
I hope so. That's that would look so sick.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the only option is the Navy helmets.
Yeah, unless they went something totally left field.
I don't see a powder blue helmet. Doesn't make sense. Like, I can see it, but it's just too much powder blue.
Yeah.
Yellow helmet. Ugh.
Yeah. No, the Navy helmets.
It's Royal or Navy, and I feel like Navy, it just makes the most sense. It'd be the
100%. That would be awesome if he could bring it back.
And he played in that. He played in the Navy helmet when he was a Charger.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Right.
Bring the Navy back. And it's the closest you can get to Michigan, so.
Yeah, good point.
Put them together.
Love it. Have we ever gotten stuck on the small bridge over Rivers Lake heading to the purple parking lot? Can't say awful, we have. No,
I, haven't, no.
Because we park in which parking lot?
The Brown Lotters.
Brown, that's right.
The Brown Zone.
Yeah, so we don't cross no bridge.
It's great. Don't we park there. It. Wait, we shouldn't have told people that.
Oh, shit. I'll bleep
Not that I don't want to see you guys. I just really like our parking spot, and I don't want it to get sold out.
It's a secret.
We're in orange.
Everyone listening to this is trustworthy. You can come.
Yeah,
they can. You're allowed to come to our Brown Town.
No, you can come to Brown Town, but if they get there before us, when the parking opens, there won't be any available for us to buy.
Kyle fancies himself the mayor of Brown Town, and he likes to decide who gets to park at Brown Town. So we will
take that out.
Accepting applications. Just don't get them before us, and then I'm happy to have all of you.
You just got to check with Kyle and see how late he's running and what kind of like thing he forgot at home, and just make sure you're 20 minutes later than him.
There you go.
Dude, if the whole Brown lot was just Charger chat, dude, that'd be sick.
Oh, my God.
Dude. If we had our own lot.
Don't tempt me.
If we had our own lot.
And then a prerequisite for coaches to watch the Raiders loss and the Jacksonville loss, just so it doesn't happen.
Forget it. Leave it behind. We don't need that in their heads. We don't need to relive that. Obviously, Staley couldn't get over it. Like that got stuck in his brain. That's all he thought about. Yeah.
He went back for seconds.
Yeah. No. No one needs that again.
Yeah. So there you go. Paul, thank you for asking the question. Let's move it on now to Zach Shelton, who asked the question.
With all the talk about Jim Harbaugh and what he's done in his past, along with the talent of Justin Herbert, is there too much pressure being put on this team to succeed right away?
Don't get me wrong. I would love to see the team get the AFC Championship game this season or the Super Bowl. And I would love to see to win the Super Bowl within the first 2 or 3 years. But I also feel like we're putting too much pressure on this team to do well right away. That anything less than a run in the playoffs to some people would be a failure.
That's a good point. The problem is Harbaugh and the staff. I'm giving you a genuine, thoughtful answer.
The
problem with it is the investment that we have as fans in Justin Herbert and how nothing has gone right for him yet. And now we have a staff around him that everyone, I feel like, believes in them. Everyone. I don't see how you don't rock the boat in the playoffs this year and it not be a successful thing. Yeah. And I think that's a good thing to have, is like high expectations for our team. I don't think it's good to be like, all right, we're not going to make the playoffs this year. I don't think that's good. You know, we're going to do well. But I do think there is an element of like people are expecting the big show year one. I want that, but is that realistic? You know, when they're just getting their players, the ones they want in, and getting it set up. You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
It's a little hard to say that.
I don't know. We saw Houston do it last year. New coach, rookie quarterback from a team that wasn't good the year before.
Right.
Jumping right to being competitive in the playoffs. And so I absolutely think that that's the expectation. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's wrong to put it on. I think it's wrong if you jump ship because they don't meet your expectations. Like the expectation is pushing the playoffs. But if they don't meet those expectations, I'm going to be like, okay, let's go get after it again year two. It's not this is a failure. Jim Harbaugh sucks. We shouldn't hire him.
Right. No, I mean, and that's the thing is, it's not even just been an investment from the fans. It's an investment from the front office to get Jim Harbaugh, to get Ben Herbert, to get all of these guys, because they're not all coming for the cheap either in the front office. There's no cap for the front office.
They're not coming to not make the playoffs. Like they're right. Here to, they just won. Most of the staff won a national championship last year. Right. You can't tell me that they don't have the taste of winning, not losing a single game last year. Like we have the right people in charge to make this happen.
Right. So, I mean, I wouldn't go so far as to say that it was a failure. But the goal, at the very least, is to get to the playoffs. And that should always be the mindset of this team and for the fans, I think, as well. I don't think that's out of the question either. And I don't even think that's necessarily pressure. Every team's going to feel the pressure of wanting to get in the playoffs. And if you don't feel that pressure, then I think something's wrong with you. If you don't feel like, oh, man, I got to do something to get in the playoffs. It's like, yeah, dude, you do. You've got 17 games to make it happen. You know, this isn't baseball where they've got, what, 120 games to figure out if they're going to get in the World Series. It's like you've got a very narrow window, and you should feel that pressure for sure.
Yeah.
So there you go. Zach Shelton, thank you for asking the question. Let's move it on now to Coastal Eddie, who asks the question.
I've waited for what feels like an eternity for our dear departed captain, Philip Rivers, to come back for his rightful club and retire in the powder blue. Let's be honest. Can the number 17 be worn by another Charger athlete? I think not. And here we are waiting again for fertile Philip to come home. It's a dadgum shame, I tell you. So, gentlemen, I must ask, what can we do as fans to bring the boy home? We surely can spark a grassroots effort, light a fire under both the Chargers organization and Coach Rivers to bring this inevitable union together and forever honor him as the bold dignitary that he is. The namesake of the greatest lake to ever grace a parking lot must sit among the Charger greats that come before him. It's imperative. We must band together. It's time for great minds like yours to mobilize, strategize, and incentivize. Do tell.
Yeah, this is a big one, right? I think that everyone is really waiting for, but he hasn't officially announced his retirement.
Yeah, that's the thing, dude.
That's what I love about this guy. He's like, I still got it. I'm not ready to.
Yeah. If he was just like, yeah, I'm done. I'm just going to hang at home and watch Price is Right. We'd be like, hey, well, could you come back and retire, please? So we can get some closure.
It doesn't seem as though the front office is like, no, we're not going to let him retire a Charger.
No.
And we're not going to retire his number. This is just Phil being like, ultra competitive, yeah. like psycho that won't retire. Like he's Rocky. He won't quit. He won't throw in the towel. He's going to get right. beat to death before he says, I can't do it anymore.
He's like, someday that phone's going to ring and I got to be ready. So yeah.
Yeah. Rocky was 60 in the last movie fighting some 20 year old. So yeah.
So yeah, I mean, first of all, think about Phil. What does Phil want? Does he want to retire?
I don't know. I'm just telling you, I want to come back and retire after a huge, impressive season where our stadium is full of Charger fans. Oh, I want to look and make sure that everyone in that stadium, it's a very heavy Charger-leaning environment.
But no matter what, I like that. I like the thought there. But no matter what, if you know that it's Phil retirement day, you're showing up.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's going to be full. When they announce this plans. Is the day that he's, yeah, we're going to, we'll show up.
Yeah.
For sure.
So we'll see how it goes. Certainly, if it came down to a situation where we needed to sign a petition or something like that, sign me up. I'd absolutely sign it. But
petition away.
You know, let the man go with dignity and decide when he wants to retire. But I don't think it's the front office that's holding him back there, Coastal Eddie.
Yeah.
But thank you for asking the question. And we go out of Ask Bolt Fam with Athier Kadir.
Athier.
Kadir,
who asked the question?
Judge and Chet, my boys! I love you, Coach Kyle and Kevin! I cannot wait for my fan focus! Let's go, baby! But my baby, Woldog, is number one in my heart, baby! Now to my question, baby! Which unit will have bigger impact the first six games of the season? Offense or defense, baby? I want my answer in this order, please, baby! Kevin, Coach, Woldog, love you. Let's go, FTR, and fuck the donkeys. Ha! LOL, baby.
I love how he grabs the reins of this podcast and is just like,
yeah. This is mine.
Because that's why I put him at the end, because it's like we get a little sluggish kind of near the end, but Athier just cracks that whip and gets us home. So,
and we all know it's coming. So you got to kind of stay sharp because the Athier's coming at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got to bring your A game for Athier.
All right. So starts with Kevin. Biggest impact, offense or defense?
I think it's
going to be the first six games.
I think it's going to be defense. I think it's going to be defense while the offense figures their shit out. As a fan, we've watched a lot of 30th ranked defenses the last couple of years, and I think that's mm-hmm. going to be the thing that stands out the clearest. Because if they're going to play this type of football where it's run the ball, run the ball, run the ball, you need to have a good defense.
Yeah,
you can't let them just whoop, you know, throw touchdowns on you at will, and then keep continuing to try and run the ball, and then you're playing catch up. So I think defense first six games, 100% is going to be the biggest impact.
Yeah.
Well, who's next?
Coach.
He said, oh, me. Okay, I'll go with the opposite to make it more fun, because anytime Kevin answers, I want to pick the opposite if I can.
Sure.
I think it will be the most drastically different to watch. Defense is defense. I think when you call what is what can change, but when you're watching it, you don't necessarily see a gigantic difference in player personnel. Like, you're going to get nickel 60% of the time. I think where Derwin's utilized will be maybe the biggest drastic looking difference. But I think our offense is going to be so drastically different to watch than what we're used to. I think it's best case scenario if our offense is what is the most, like the biggest impact over the first 6 weeks. Because if we can run the ball and we can have an impact on offense, it's going to make everything so much easier.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that. I'm hoping that it is. I think it's best for our team if our offense is what making the biggest impact, because then the defense can just play solid and not have to go above and beyond. They can just force them to have to go 80 yards down the field because we score, or we have long drives that put them in really bad field position, and our defense can just do enough, you know? So I'm hoping that that's the case this year. Last year, it's just the last, 4 or 5 years, it feels like we just had no running game to force teams to beat us.
Yeah, I could see both sides of that argument. I think for me, because you're right, if we can get the running game going, that's going to change the offense entirely, and that would make Justin more effective and everything like that. I'm going to say the defense just because I know that I've seen the stat and I don't know the number off the top of my head, but I'm going to say it's a little nugget of information that whenever somebody tries to downplay Justin Herbert and his ability, they, you know, somebody can say, well, Justin Herbert has scored, you know, 1400 points since he's joined the NFL, but the defense has given up 1400 points since he's entered the NFL. So it's like the defense has just been a sieve as far as like giving up points. If the defense can keep these teams to under 20 points, I mean, you will see how good Justin Herbert is. You will see the wins that he can bring home. And I'm anxious to see what Jesse Minter brings to this defense and how big of an impact that's going to make on this team as far as scheming goes, and having a defense that's called by the coordinator and not the coach, man. Like,
yep,
I think that's going to be a huge impact for the defense as well. So, all right, there you go.
Great question.
Great question. Thanks for taking us home, buddy. Thank you everybody for asking questions and Ask Bolt fam. We greatly appreciate it. This has been a wild, bumpy episode, but we made it. And now all that's left to do is just sit back, relax, and let the draft just flow right over you and just embrace it, enjoy it, savor it, because it's only going to happen once. It's the only 2024 NFL draft there's ever going to be, folks. Enjoy it while you can. But I think that's going to do it for us here at Charger Chat. Any final thoughts there, gentlemen?
Marvin Harrison Jr. at 5. I think I have a rethought. I'm just kidding.
That wasn't in your mock draft.
I'm kidding. That would be cool, but I think that's what's probably going to happen.
Okay. All right.
Trade back.
Curveball. There you go. All right. Well, thank you, folks, for hanging with us. That's going to do it for us here at Charger Chat. Don't forget to bolt up because we're ready for any squad, any place.
Okay, love you, bye.
Okay, love you, bye.
Okay, love you, bye. And now, a word from our sponsors.
What's the bandage you reach for when you get an owie? Only Ben's Boo Boo Bandages has high voltage ointment directly on the pad. It delivers protection against those big owies on game day in one simple step. Effective, convenient, and from the brand you trust. Ben's Boo Boo Bandages. Suck it up and get back out there.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.